Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text which serves as the basis for this morning's proclamation is the gospel reading for today from John chapter 12, the account of that first Palm Sunday. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, God has a plan. God has a plan. Someone ever said that to you? Is that good or bad when someone says that to you? God has a plan. Usually people say that to you when things aren't going according to plan at all. At least not according to your plan. Something inexplicable just happened in your life. Something tragic just happened. Maybe so you just got fired and the doctor calls and says he wants to see you first thing Monday morning, and your debit card won't go through, and the policeman is knocking on the door and you can't find your phone, and someone says to you, God has a plan. Is that a comforting thing to hear? Not always. Not always. God has a plan, but we don't know what that plan is necessarily. God has a plan, but we don't know where that plan is taking us. God has a plan, but sometimes God's plan is way different than mine. Does God have a plan? What is God's plan exactly? The scriptures make it clear over and over again that God most certainly does have a plan. But we also see in those same scriptures that God's plan is often hidden from us. We see and hear and experience one thing, and sometimes it's a very difficult thing, but then on the other side, from His perspective, God is doing His thing. What God does is good and right. But like I said, it is often hidden. We can't tell necessarily what He's doing. You can think about Joseph in the Old Testament, for example. Joseph's brothers hated him, and they were jealous of him. Ultimately, they sold Joseph into slavery and told their father that Joseph had been killed by wild beasts. From Joseph's side, from his experience, this was an evil and hurtful and hateful thing. But from God's perspective, something better was happening. Something wonderful, even. If you read the rest of the story in Genesis 49 and 50, you find out that God was at work in all of these events, preparing Joseph to deliver all of his brothers and their families from a terrible famine. And Joseph would later say to his brothers, years later, he would say, "Do not be distressed or angry with yourselves because you sold me here. For God sent me before you to preserve life, to preserve your life." Joseph said to his brothers, "You sold me, but God sent me. You sold me, but God sent me." Which is it? Did Joseph's brothers sell him into slavery, or did God send Joseph down that path? Was Joseph a victim of evil? Or was he a savior for a starving world? The answer is yes. It's not either or. It's both and. It is indeed the wonderful, awesome plan of God. Jesus knew that God had a plan for him. Jesus told his disciples several times, straight up, God has a plan. Luke 9, verse 22, Jesus said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and on the third day be raised." That was the plan. Not long after that, Jesus told them again, Luke 9:44, "The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men." They didn't understand what he was saying. In Luke 18, Jesus said to the disciples, "Look, we're going to Jerusalem, and everything that is written about the Son of Man by the prophets will be accomplished. For he will be delivered over to the Gentiles and will be mocked and shamefully treated and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise." That was God's plan. And still the disciples didn't understand. As often happens with God's plan, it was completely hidden from his people. What the disciples saw was their Lord and Master crucified on a cross. Things looked terrible from that perspective. But behind these difficult things, God was at work doing something wonderful. God's plan was to reconcile us to himself through the blood of his Son. God's plan was to bring forgiveness and new life for all people. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. And by the death and resurrection of his Son, sin, death, and hell are all defeated for us. So that by faith in Jesus, we have forgiveness and eternal life. God had a plan. 2 Corinthians 5:19 says, "In Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them." That is the gospel. Gospel means good news. The gospel, good news of Christianity is that we don't get what we deserve. Like Joseph's brothers with their guilty consciences, we don't get what we have coming to us because of our sin. Our brother, Jesus, forgives us. He speaks tenderly to us. He comforts us with the cup of salvation. Our brother, Jesus, comes among us in flesh and blood to serve us and save us. And flowing from this overall plan of salvation is then God's plan specifically for you. God has a plan for your life. Your life is not a random series of events. Your life is not just meaningless events and consequences. Far from it. Your baptism declares that God is in you, working in you, working through you, calling you to repentance and strengthening you in faith in Jesus. God's plan for you is that you believe in Jesus as your Savior and Lord. God's plan is that you lean on Jesus as your Savior and give Him glory in all circumstances. God's plan for you is that you be forgiven of all your sins because of Jesus' death and resurrection for you. God's plan for you is that the light of His love shines through you to your friends and your family and your neighbors, and that you forgive others as you have been forgiven, and that you be grounded in the Word of God, and that you speak the truth in love, and that you take care of the poor and the vulnerable, that you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and you love your neighbor as yourself. And this plan of God's for you will unfold itself day by day until that day when He calls you home to heaven, whenever that day might be. God has a plan. You may not always be able to see what God is doing or understand what He is planning. So believe and trust that He is working all things for our eternal good through the life and death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.